Welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of March 7th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Final Fantasy XIII and Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver for Nintendo DS.
Yakuza 3 for PS3.
Sam & Max 2 Beyond Time and Space for Wii and PC.
Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger for PSP.
Assassin's Creed 2 and Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 2 Chaos Rising for PC.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Battlefield Bad Company 2 for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Alice in Wonderland for Nintendo DS and Wii.
Supreme Commander 2 for PC.
Dante's Inferno for PSP.
MLB 10 The Show for all Sony platforms and MLB 2K10 for everything.
Project Runway for Wii.
Lips Party Classics for Xbox 360.
And for iPhone, Alice in Wonderland, Assassin's Creed 2 Multiplayer, Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy 2, Rayman 2 The Great Escape, and Transformers G1 Awakening.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our March 1st roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, to honor the release of Final Fantasy XIII, we have the Final Fantasy XII Collector's Limited Edition Guide. Be sure to look at the gorgeous cover art on the site. Even if you've never played the game, you'll want this for your coffee table.
Enter for the helpful guidance. Enter for the beautiful artwork. Enter because your SO loves the game and this will endear you to him or her. Enter because you want to show your support for Free Stuff giveaways on our site. Whatever the reason, enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, March 11th.
Instant Wins. If you missed it, we brought back Instant Wins last week with the Sex and the City movie on Blu-ray. We have a new system where you have an hour to enter, and then we draw from everyone who made the deadline.
As a podcast exclusive, we have two codes for the Blur Beta on Xbox 360, which launches Monday, March 8th. The first two people to post comments on the post announcing this week's podcast will get them. We have more Instant Wins lined up, so keep an eye on our site and Game Watchers Twitter.
Last week's winners:
Warren won Zinsa's Rainforest for DS.
And Doug won the Sex and the City movie on Blu-ray. Sony had a rather bad black eye last weekend when older PlayStation 3s were not only unable to connect to the PlayStation Network for 24 hours, they couldn't even play games offline, at least the games that have trophy support. In fact, Sony recommended against even turning on your system unless you had one of the newer PS3 Slim models, which were unaffected by the outage. As best anyone paying close attention can tell, Sony didn't actually fix anything. They appear to have just waited it out. The bug is apparently leap year related. The affected console's chips thought it was February 29th, but in reality it was March 1st. The Eclocalypse, as some people have called it, surfaced just as the PlayStation Network servers crossed into March 1st Greenwich Mean Time, and magically resolved 24 hours later as they shifted to March 2nd. We expect the problem could happen again on another even year that is not a leap year, but Sony will probably find a way to quietly patch the console firmware by then.
Comment of the week:
Chris Borton wrote about the PS3 date bug.
That is quite the setback for what was supposed to be the most advanced console out at the moment. Worst PR for PS3 has got in a long time. If it's stuck in a crashed and or constantly restarting state, it could mean the start of a very large recall to fix them. This will cost Sony a lot.
You know, even when this was happening, I didn't get the sense that people were as upset as they should have been. A vocal few, perhaps, including our community member Tim Bledsoe on Twitter. But for some reason, I believe Sony is getting a pass on this. When the Zune had a similar issue, reportedly because it shares one of the same chips with the PS3, they were savaged and ridiculed mercilessly, even though comparatively fewer people were affected.
Harmonix launched its Rock Band Network with 105 songs, the most released in a single day. Bands include Jonathan Colton, MC Frontalot, The Main Drag, Stroke 9, Marillion, The Shins, Flogging Molly, Lacuna Coil, and many more. We have the full list plus details on how it all works on our site.
Here's a quick summary. It's Xbox 360 only, though PS3 and Wii will get a subset of the songs eventually. At this time, you have to access the Rock Band Network store using the Rock Band 2 game disc. The Xbox Live Marketplace app doesn't show them, at least not yet. You can only play the songs on Rock Band 2, not the original Rock Band or Lego Rock Band. Which is a shame, because Pikachu fan would love to drum on Creepy Doll. You can download demos for all the songs, but you can't stack them into a playlist to try them all at once. You have to go one at a time. That said, it was awesome to play some of the new songs. So far, Little Black Backpack by Stroke 9 is my favorite. It was just really fun to play.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
Being busy gamers with a small child hasn't stopped us from playing games, but it has influenced some of our choices. While we still get in our adult gaming time after hours and, as Game Watcher noted, even during the occasional hotel getaway, we've also found a lot of great, kid-friendly games that we can play when Pikachu Fan is in the house. The Maw refers to a purple, gelatinous Cyclops who sort of looks like a balloon with a comically Muppet mouth. The opening cinematic implies, but never shows, the Maw being prepped for medical experiments by a top team of scary dudes. He busts out of jail with his friend Frank, a small blue alien. Use some control of Frank, who promptly slaps a collar and an electric leash on Maw. From that point on, it's you and the Maw versus nature. Nature had a better shot at surviving the Bush administration. Maw's primary objective is to eat every living thing he can find and grow. Some goodies contribute to his growth, others sumptuous repasts grant Maw special powers you'll need to get through the level. Shape of fire, form of a rhinoceros, just for starters. The larger Maw grows, the bigger the munchies, but he's never too bloated to enjoy a special treat. There's one hidden on each level. While Maw does the heavy lifting, it's up to you to solve the puzzles and guide your sweet but dumb pet in the right direction. It's like a never-ending escort mission, except you don't have to worry about dying. No matter what the enemies throw at you, including turrets and bombs in later levels, Frank and Maw never meet their maker. They just get knocked for a loop. It's not clear if the enemy's actually die or not, but it doesn't really matter as they end up in the Maw anyway. I mentioned at the beginning of the review that the game is kid-friendly. I should note that the level of friendliness might depend on the kid and your preferences. The Maw provides endless amusement for Pikachu Fan, who is working through the game himself. It might scare the wits out of a smaller child, however. Also, Frank and Maw do get shot and survive. This is pure fantasy in that sense. Oh, and Maw eats aliens dressed like humans, so there's that. Older kids will enjoy the puzzles, the bright colors and cute animals, and the destruction. What tickles Pikachu Fan the most, however, is when Frank calls Maw. Pikachu Fan runs around the house calling Maw himself and has developed an entire storyline for what happens to Maw and Frank after the events of the game. Anything that inspires his imagination is good with us. So when a friend tweeted that Twisted Pixel was selling stuffed Maws at PAX West last year, I spent nearly an hour trying to find them. Alas, when I got there, they were sold out. The Twisted Pixel folks offered a handshake deal. Pay now, give us money for shipping, and we'll send you one when we get home. We did overestimate shipping, but it was worth it. Within a week, Pikachu Fan had his very own Maw to have and to hold, and to call day and night.
Maw! Maw! Maw!
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
So, as I discussed earlier in the podcast, I just finished playing the Maw. I knocked it out over two Saturdays, because it is a relatively quick game, but it was probably about 4 or 5 hours total. I also finished Bioshock 2, which I'll be reviewing very soon, and finally got into Bioshock multiplayer. It has become like crack for me, which is really funny because I'm the player that everyone else gets mad at because I can't find anybody, and when I do, it's usually right before they kill me. I've discovered my secret weapon, literally. It's finding the little sister, running away, and hiding while other people shoot. So if you look for me online, join the game and identify yourself as a BGN fan.
Well, I haven't had much time for games this week, but I have become hooked on Bioshock 2 again, and I hope to finish it soon. In some small ways, it has actually surpassed the original for me, which is surprising. I also tried Brutal Legend, and I liked the demo originally and decided to go ahead and buy it when I got it from Gamefly, so I am hoping to tear through that at some point, but there's just so many great games right now, I don't know when I'm going to be able to schedule it in. But soon, because it is a really fun game.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare includes Dart Rage, Happy Hammerin', and Mega Man 10. Virtual Console has Fatal Fury Special for Neo Geo.
The new DSiWare games are Flips, Terror in the Cubicle 4, Globulous Party, Let's Golf, and VT Tennis.
The PlayStation Store has Penny Arcade Adventures 1 and 2 bundle, Topatoi Pillar of the Skies add-on, MLB 2K10 demo, and the Beatles Rock Band song All You Need Is Love.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 have Dante's Inferno Dark Forest Pack, Resident Evil 5 Desperate Escape, the Just Cause 2 and MotoGP demos, and a Blink-182 track pack for Guitar Hero 5.
Xbox Live Marketplace has Toy Soldiers and the Forza Motorsport 3 Benchmark High Speed Ring, Sidewinder Proving Grounds, Motorsport Legends Car Pack, and VIP Car Pack.
As usual, a more complete listing of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life.
We've also started a BGN Community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please, take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes.
If we hit 20 ratings, something special might happen. Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com, WAC Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
Ma, they don't feed you like we feed you. Ma.